What we most often hear is bad news about our teens. That alters what we know is true. Most Alaska teenagers are doing positive things. They're volunteers, role models, and much more. Spirit of Youth tells these stories.
I am Kate McWilliams, the owner of Arctic Bell Boutique in Bethel, Alaska.
Kate is showing one of her newest items, a woolly purple Fair Isle style sweater.
Someone just brought it in today, along with like a million winter sweaters, 100% wool. She was sitting on a gold mine.
A gold mine for Kate because Arctic Bell Boutique is a women's consignment shop. Kate's customers bring in their gently used clothes, shoes, jewelry, and outerwear. Kate then organizes and arranges those items and sells them to someone new. In the deal, the buyer pays the sticker price, and Kate splits that money 60-40 with the garment's previous owner.
And what I like about when there's a bunch of customers at the same time is everyone acts like they know each other. Everyone's like chatting, like, oh, that's cute. If you don't like that, give it to me. I'll try it on. It brings women together. It's like a social gathering.
Kate did her homework to get Arctic Bell Boutique up and running. During summer break, she attended business training and wrote up a solid business plan. Her hard work paid off. She was a finalist for her region's Best in the West entrepreneurial program and won $3,000 to jumpstart her business. Julie McWilliams is Kate's mom.
The quality of things that she has here, I think it's impressive. People come in and I think they're a little bit surprised. I think they think they're coming to a kind of a beefed up garage sale, but there's some high quality things here.
Kate is a senior at Bethel Regional High School and opens her shop on Fridays and weekends. With help from Daisha Eaton, I'm Shanna Sheehy.
Do you know of a teenager making a difference where you live? Take some time right now to nominate them for Spirit of Youth. Get more information at spiritofyouth.org.
Listen to this story again at spiritofyouth.org.